honor that God has blessed me with. To God be the glory for the great things that he has done. And remember, this is a family that we are, no matter what.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is 5926 Central. And as we used to say when we were at home, this is the Cook Girl Show. When we was at home, hey, my parents lived at 5926 South Ridge. Listen, it was always going down. It was always something crazy, funny, humbling happening at 5926. Let's see, we got on the line already. All right, is this one of my sisters? What's going on? Hello? Okay. All right. Let's keep it moving. Y'all know this is the show for the Cook girls, for the Cook family, really. anybody that joins us on the line and is part of our family, I want you to just press 1 and go ahead and say whatever it is you feel you need to say, because we just want to have good conversation. Today on the show, before I play this song by called Southern Love by Marcel Casanova, before we get into some good music, we're going to be talking about Coachella, Chadwick Boseman. We're going to be talking about him. We're going to be talking about some other good stuff that's happening. Are you registered to vote? Okay. We're going to be talking about a lot of good things on this show on today. So make sure you keep it locked right here I got too many radio shows, 5926 Central.
Yeah.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to 5926 Central. Listen, you can catch this show on iHeartRadio. You can catch it on iTunes. You can catch it on Spreaker. You can just go to the My Gospel Soul website and catch it live on there. You can also go to YouTube, the My Gospel Soul Network on YouTube, and you can catch the show there. So you don't have to miss nothing. But I do want to just say to all the guests that are chiming in tonight, our co-hosts, remember, press 1 if you want to say something. What's going on, Z? What's going on?
Everything. What's going on with you?
Oh, man, just can't wait to get into our subject tonight, because I'm going to be talking about, I want us to talk about Chadwick Boseman passing away, you know, and it was crazy how we found out, but that's a little later on in the show. I'm waiting on all the rest of our co-hosts to go ahead and chime in. Tell me what's going on. How has your day been? You know, what's going on?
For today, everything has been chill. Today was a good day. I was ready to get off and get home. But everything was good. Talked to some old friends on the phone today, and haven't spoken with them in a while, and they're doing good, and my family's doing good. So it's all good right now.
No, that's right. I know that's right. Well, definitely could say the same thing. Everybody's doing well. You know, my son has signed on, Quaylen has signed on as our, for My Gospel Souls, I forget what they call it.
Ambassador.
I've been saying it all week.
Ambassador.
That's it. Yes.
Yeah,
I'm trying to get more of
mine.
Yeah, I'm trying to get more of my nieces and nephews, listen, to just wear the shirt, take some selfies, be the ambassador,
yeah.
Let somebody know what's going on within the Cook family, because we got a lot going on. So we need to represent candles. We need to represent photography. Somebody needs to send me a shirt. I'm going to send somebody a shirt, and that's just how it's going to go. We big enough to be ambassadors for each other. So that's going to be awesome once we access start utilizing our numbers. How about that? Yes.
Yeah, because there are quite a few of us.
And look, I think I saw a post, I believe Renee posted how good looking we all are. So, you know, I'll take any one of you. You know, hey, I'm not picky. Y'all look good, so I just want you to put a shirt on and take a selfie. Renee, she took a selfie. I got her all across websites too. You know, and it's just a wonderful thing to support one another. It's an awesome thing.
Oh yeah, that's definitely true. So, are any of our siblings in today?
Well, nobody's pressed 1, so I guess it's just me and you right now. Oh my Lord, it's just me and you. We did pretty good carrying the show last week. I guess, you know, we'll just let them go ahead and chime in. You know, when they jump in. How about that? Like Double Dutch. You know, get the jumping rope when you jump in. So, Zam, how do you feel about they listen? James calling T'Challa, you know, people, you know, with that. But how do you, when he passed away? I mean, how do you feel about it?
Well, I mean, it's with anybody passing. No, I didn't know him, but because he was just out there and he was famous and everybody knows, you know, who he was and the shows that he was in, you know, especially for Black Panther, you know.
You
know, it was just a sad time. Now, I know initially, but like I said, everybody's busy living their own lives and doing their own thing. And I had seen him you know, I can't remember exactly what it was, but where he had gotten thinner, you know. But people gain weight for movie roles, and they lose weight for movie roles, you know. So
exactly.
I really didn't think anything
exactly.
of it. And, you know, in real life for me,
hello?
Is my life and what I have going on. So I really didn't think about it. But after the fact, you find out that, you know, people saw him losing weight, and the first thing they said was, you know, he's doing drugs or he's doing something else. And, you know, he has problems, he has issues, but nobody, I never in a million years would think that him being as young as he was would have colon cancer, you know. That
exactly.
just, it didn't, you know. And the fact that people
And, you know,
said,
I think I saw the same picture you saw,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I think that we had the same type of conversation where we were saying, you know, but not like he on drugs, not that, but more like he's
yeah.
sick, you know. That's
yeah.
the first place my mind went, because after coming from the role as Black Panther and how his body was in shape, I didn't even, and I'm going to be honest, I didn't even think about a role. You know what I mean? I thought about,
right.
it's kind of like when I saw that movie 50 Cent was in, and 50 Cent was had got, you know, in the movie he played a part where he got really, really sick. He went from a big old buff dude all the way down, you know. But still, in my mind, when I saw Bozeman, I didn't, in my head, I didn't, first thing I went to is, oh, my God, he's sick. You know,
mm-hmm.
what's going on? Because you didn't hear nothing about nothing in the news about it.
Yeah.
That's what tripped me
yeah,
out.
Yeah, well, some people just want, even though they're in the public eye, they just want certain parts of their life to be private, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel that. Yeah, because it probably would have, and I think they said he did two more movies after he was diagnosed, or, you know, while he was going through it all, and nobody, and he didn't say anything to anybody that he was going through that. You know,
yeah.
But we're just on this end, so we don't know actually
right.
who knew
right.
and who didn't know. You know.
Well,
I think the report said we got Crystal on the line.
Hey, Crystal. I just hope his hello. His family got time to spend with him, and there was some type of closure or whatever, you know.
Yes. Yes.
Look out, Crystal. What you been up to? I thought I heard.
She's right
down.
Yeah, I think that she, you know, she mutes and then comes back in. But I'm gonna just leave her open so when she wanna say something, she can just unmute the phone and and talk to us. But yeah, I think that, like you said about the closure, because a lot of people that's dealing with relatives dying of corona, you know, or COVID-19, they're not even getting to see or having that
spending time with them. And yeah.
It's kind of like, it reminds me of, and I hate to go here, but it's true, you know, it reminds me of that we didn't get that opportunity with our father when our father passed away, you know. And
right.
So with me, that affected me in a way to where for a while I had dreams that he was just on the other side of town. I know it sounds crazy, but it was like,
yeah,
it wasn't real.
Right.
It wasn't real
right.
at first, you know, and I think it is important to get that type of closure. Crystal, you ready for us yet, girl? Amen. Let's keep going. Oh, I think she there. Oh, she okay. She says she'll be here in just a minute. All right, cool.
So have any of our brothers signed in?
Well, I haven't. Let's see. No, I haven't.
No.
I don't see. I'm asking everyone that wants to talk. I know I would. My desire is to talk with Marcel Casanova tonight. We're going to talk about him being nominated for a ZBT award, but this is not the first time. And I believe
he was nominated again this year.
Yes, for best collaboration. Yes,
so
yes. Yeah, I'm so excited for him. And I was hoping tonight we'd get the chance to just talk to him a little bit about it. You know, the experience. I know that you went, so we could talk to you about the experience of going to the ZBT Awards. And it's just an exciting time just to be nominated, you know, on that type of platform. Has to be exciting, regardless. We're going to play some music by him tonight. And hopefully when we're going to start off with Southern Love. One of his, yes, one of his tracks
that
I really, really love.
Favorites.
Yes, I love it, love it, love it. I want you all to make sure that you go over to, all you got to do is go to YouTube and type in Marcel Casanova, Southern Love, Country, and really check out his music. But guess what? You're on the air with us right now, so you get to hear Southern Love and Country a little later on in the show. All right, y'all, for those that are listening, this is 5926 Central, and this is Southern Love by none other than Marcel Casanova.
And now, more feel-good music.
Why and how are we doing this here?
That's love.
There ain't no ancient secret, ain't no mystery.
Ooh.
No need to be certified with no special degree. The answer to you, you're good to me. I cherish your heart, you care for my needs. Protecting my woman, you respect your man. What?
All right, now that's what I'm talking about, that Southern love. That was Marcel Casanova right here on 5926 Central with his sister, Booker Girl. Oh, man. I'm listening, Zan. What's going down?
Oh, nothing. I was just, you know, that was, yeah. Had to get my groove on.
I like the words.
Yeah,
I like the words of it, man. You have to, hey, if folk going to talk about your relationship, ain't going to like it, got something to say about your spouse, but you got to learn how to get in your own shade. Make your own shade. I know that's right. And not worry about it. And not worry about it. Not worry about it. Yeah, Crystal, so you
yes.
ready, huh?
Yes, I'm ready now.
All right. How has your day been?
Oh, good. I've been working all day. It's been going good.
So how's the homeschooling going?
Oh, that's going horrible, but that's horrible. That is horrible.
What do you mean? Okay. Elaborate, please.
I mean, three different schools, three different lunch times. Zoom meetings, it's crazy.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Wow. Yeah, I'm
trying to keep up with their schedules, and I'm ready for them to be gone. that's what I need.
Right.
No, I'm serious. Right. Kylie was on a Zoom this morning. Her teacher was calling me, talking about Kylie looks like she's falling asleep. I'm like, Kylie, a teacher said you logged out, log back in. Her teacher called me back. Like, and this is why Kylie is on the Zoom. It's just too much. I'm like, Lord.
Oh, my God.
It's time for them to go.
Oh, my God. that old plexiglass starting to sound real good right about now.
For real. I said, I'm going to give them a couple of weeks.
Lord.
You know, it takes about 14 days. So we're going, and I think they started in-person learning last Monday. So I'm going to get them a few more weeks to see if they have any cases. And if they don't, then I'll probably go ahead and send them back, at least Kylie, because she seems to need that structure. But the oldest ones, they're doing like one day on, one day off. So they don't go back full-time anyway. That's scheduled, so.
Yeah.
Well, Crystal, me and Zam talked about last week. We talked about the bubble backpack, you know, the little bubble that go over kids' heads, catch the backpack.
What?
I mean, you got to
have seen that.
Yeah, it's a bubble backpack.
That?
It's like
it's something
they have
suffocating.
No. It's not a bubble underneath it, because they got to put it over their head to put the bubble on, and then it holds on. You know, they got the, it's a backpack.
It's like so. It got a shield.
Yeah, it's a bubble. It's like a bubble shield. Go over their head, everything.
That just sounds like too much.
I'm just saying you got options. You know, you got options. You. You
wait a
minute.
Desperate times call for desperate measures.
I mean, are we there?
Oh God. We're talking, but I hear I stay right next to a high school, and I hear the band practicing right now.
Wow.
So it's like life goes on.
Life goes on. Because bottom line is, Crystal, listen, I know that people want to believe that we should stay in cocoon and bubbles and stuff, you know, for the rest of till everybody is dead or the apocalypse happens and the world splits in half and everybody drops into a hole. I know they feel like we can do this to that time.
All of that.
But it ain't happening. It ain't happening.
It's not.
Listen.
No. Listen. Maybe you could have convinced us a couple of months ago, but not now.
No, this is, hey, we can't stay out of Walmart. You think people going to, come on. These mamas, just like you just said, for that, you said, Kylie and Zoe, for that reason, I'm out. That's what you said. You said, I'm out. I need them to come on, you know, all I'm saying. It's going to happen, regardless.
Well, you also
like,
got to realize that video calling is not for everybody, or online learning isn't for everybody. Because me, I have to be sitting in a classroom with a teacher. I cannot be, or with a professor, I cannot be at home and work online. If I had to, I would. But as a child,
yeah,
I wouldn't have made it.
With me being a school, I did a lot of online classes. And I'm telling you, some classes I could take online and some classes I couldn't. So I know how hard it could be for the kids. You really got to teach yourself. You really got to be disciplined. And these kids are not disciplined. All they want to do is play Roblox, Fortnite, and Minecraft.
But
that's it.
But, Crystal, you got to understand. You got to understand. Listen, Crystal, the kids are – let me tell you something. The kids have trained themselves regardless of what we're trying to train them to do. When they at home, it's a certain mindset they in. And there no way that TV sitting right there and they are at school. That don't even make sense. Couches and the TV there and the kitchen, the refrigerator, and they bed upstairs that they gonna believe or even act like they at school. It's not going to happen. You got to get that baby a bubble backpack. Go get the baby a bubble backpack. You understand me? Go get that baby some little miniature rubber gloves and send that baby to school with some hand sanitizer and a little spray. Get the baby permission. Show the baby how to use the
rubber gloves.
A little bitty miniature. You know, a little bitty baby rubber gloves. Come on. Come on, because you know that baby want to play with that Play-Doh. Come on, for real though. I'm just saying, y'all listen. When I saw that bubble backpack, Crystal, I was like, dang. I was like, we really have gotten to this. To your own wish with a bubble backpack.
As you said, desperate time, desperate measures.
We're laughing about this, but I bet you some mother bought that backpack and sent her kids to school with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, most definitely. Listen, at the end of when they ended school last year, you had parents coming to school with the grocery bags on their shoes. They had garbage bags wrapped around their bodies, and they had little stuff over their head. I don't know how their hair could get corona. I don't know. And they had bleach bottles of spray, spraying their children down before they get in the car. Made no sense to me. You know, they had Sambalo soap. You know, they had a disinfectant spray. This is at the end. This is at the, you know, when they said hide your kids, hide your wife, when they were saying all that, they had bottles of. Sad. So we, bubble backpack don't seem so major now because you got parents and garbage bags
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
You're right about that one.
When you put it like that, you know.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Self-made. Look, do-it-yourself.
At least it's fashionable.
You understand me?
Yeah.
Listen. All you have to do, if you in Houston, go ahead and get you a H-E-B bag that got the Houston Rockets on it. You know what I'm saying? Hey, it's come for everybody. You can order them. Look, we are in a time where you can just about get anything printed on anything. For real. It's just take advantage of it. That's what I say. Don't get the baby the bubble backpack. Don't get the baby name. Don't put the baby name on the backpack this time.
For any of my children that are listening, Don't embarrass the crap out of my grandchild and send them to school with no backpack for the bubble.
Yeah, don't put their name on the backpack. Don't put their name. You know, you put your name on the kid's shirt. You got, and this was so crazy. We got their name on all their folders, all they, and that baby down the hallway with a bubble backpack on with big Linden on it. Linden.
Janine, you don't have to put nobody. You don't have to put their name on it. Ain't nobody gonna steal that.
Ain't
nobody gonna take it.
You'll
be all right.
Wait, then the mama. Oh, you know the mama that put the baby in the bubble backpack. You know she at the school, right? She at the principal's office, spreading the desk down, everything. She assisting the teacher. Ain't smarter than a fifth grader, but she in there. She in there with the teacher.
Oh,
the baby walking with the bubble backpack. You all right? You all right, little Sarah? You all right? I just wanted to make sure you, here's your extra hand sanitizer, not a sandwich, but look. And I bought you an extra bottle just in case. Crazy than a roller. Crazy than a roller. Listen.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Oh, Lord.
All I said was, how's the homeschool going?
Listen, I knew these parents weren't gonna last with this. Oh, my kids ain't stepping. But I'm old, and I ain't talking about you, girls. I'm talking about some of these bold parents that's on Facebook. That's on Facebook talking about it. That don't even make sense. Send my kid. I ain't send my kid. But once some fractions come in your, once that algebra, that algebraic expression. Express yourself. You about to express yourself. You about to say, hey, I was wrong, teacher. I was wrong. Let me know when your classroom is back open. I'll come and mop it and everything for you and help you get set up. I got things to do. You can't watch Younger the Rest is with the kids now. You got to, they need recess. You got to let them out in the backyard for recess and.
How are they going to go outside in this heat?
Huh?
Well,
how are they going to go outside in this heat? But you know they give them a recess on their schedule.
They do what? For real?
They give them, yes. On their schedule, they have recess.
Sure.
And I know.
And they recess and they put them video games.
Wait a minute. Let me tell you something. These parents, see, Krista, you let your kids get on a video game for recess. But see, and Justin, I know he's on this line laughing, but he know I'm right. And I'm black, so I can say ghetto. These ghetto mamas, baby, you hitting that backyard. I don't care what you say. You hitting that driveway for recess. You getting up out of here for recess. And I bet you better not go out that yard. Right? You know what? Come on. Y'all act like it's just me. And Justin know I'm not lying. So when he listens to this show, he know I'm not lying. That's my boy right there, Justin. He know. He got me and him got the same mind. He know that them parents got them kids out there in the backyard playing freeze tag. You know, double and all that kind of stuff. Yes, kids are playing. Red light, green light. Yeah, all that. Huh. You know, they don't get in a fight about 2 minutes into it, but they still play. You have to look out that one in a minute and make sure they are all right. But them parents ain't gonna let them kids be in the house during recess. You in here 24/7 and on the weekends too? Oh, no, we're not gonna do it. Now, what do y'all think about them creative birthday parties they was having? You know, where they did drive-by birthday parties.
I didn't understand it. I was trying to imagine it, and I just couldn't imagine it.
It was thoughtful, I think, because I saw one, well, actually, the only one that I did see. It was an elderly lady, and it was her birthday, and her family, like, they came by the house, and they you know, stood in the yard, you know, close to the sidewalk, and she was on the front porch. And, you know, they sang happy birthday and did the do or whatever and left. Now, this other thing with the kids and the fire trucks and the police cars or whatever.
Yeah.
I think somebody did something like that. That didn't make sense to me. But, you know, with the grandmother or whatever, you know,
that's understandable.
Yeah.
But okay. Yeah, I know I'm gonna say something about this. I think you can repurpose everything, but I don't think you can repurpose drive bys. I just don't. my view.
That's so stupid.
I'm just saying. You're doing too much. What are we supposed to do? I'm gonna drive by. You gonna throw me the piece of cake? I mean, what are we doing? You throw the gift. Okay, 6 feet.
That's what
I
get.
You ready? Okay.
You're crazy.
I just drive by. You know, now I do think it's creative. The projector in the backyard and a drive-in movie. I do like that. That's cool. Everybody drives up. You know what I'm saying? And the movie is out there. You stay in your car. You bring your own snacks. When the movie is over, I call you and say, hey, it was nice to see you. And, you know,
you gotta have an acre of land for that. You're not going to have that in the city.
Well, you gotta limit people. You got to say, hey, I got a four-car driveway. Listen, put everybody in your get your SUV.
Okay, think about that. Now, hold that thought. Now, it's 9 of us, which means each one of us has our own family.
Mm-hmm.
So
oh, Jesus,
how exactly are we going to pull that off?
Jesus. See, that's what I'm saying. Oh,
all of the ground.
Okay, four car driveway. You got the street. You got the, because if the projector is projecting big enough, you could get more than four cars. You know what I'm saying? And then all you have to do is tell your family, hey, you show up for the 9 o'clock movie. I mean, the 8 o'clock movie. The rest of y'all show up for the 10 o'clock show. Boom.
Really?
Done.
Oh, okay. I see.
Done. We got this plan. This movie is going to be playing for real.
Or?
I'm pulling up.
Put the sheet on the front of the house and put the projector screen there, and we just line up on the parking lot. In the driveway and down the street.
Down the street. You know, and then if you get there and you realize that you just too far away to see it, that means that you got to come to the next showing. It's not too late. You know.
You're crazy.
Oh, my God. Okay, yeah.
Lawn chairs in the front lawn. Lined along the sidewalk.
Hey, but you still got to social distance yourself. Bring your baby backpack. Bring the bubble backpack. Go ahead and do it.
They ain't going to be able to hear the movie.
Yes, they will through the bubble backpack. You still got that opening at the bottom where their hands at.
I have to tell you, nobody is getting this bubble backpack.
Okay.
Nobody is getting this, okay?
Well, okay.
I'm not going to let it go. We're going to leave it on here.
Okay, I'm just saying. I'm just saying, you know, they got a tent. The kids can come, you put them all in a tent. Hey, stay in a tent. Okay, I'm going to leave it alone. Y'all know we come to the time of the show where we've been talking about Marcel Casanova and his nomination for a ZBT Award, Best Collaboration. Mm-hmm. Once again, country it says that the it's on the forefront again, and I don't blame because country, I am so country, as y'all can see.
Man,
before we play, Zell, talk to us a little bit. Why you love this song? You was in the video. You understand me?
Country,
I saw you, girl.
That is just, you can't sit down. It makes you want to get up and move. Do you know, Crystal?
Mm-hmm.
I know you listened to the song, but did you actually dance to the song?
Yeah, first of all, you know I don't dance. Let's get that out there.
Not even in your mind? Not in your mind?
No.
Not even a head bob or nothing, or a little, you know, a little sway with it or nothing.
I can't say that I have.
Wow.
Okay, well, honesty is the key. Of course it is. But I'm telling y'all, it's something.
I can't say all my kids because Justin didn't, but me and all my girls, oh, yeah, we were in there. It was Trump.
Yeah. Yeah, y'all made the video because I was watching. I think, I think, I don't know where I was. I think I was singing somewhere or doing something. Oh, I had a mix or something. I don't know what went down. But I know when I saw the video, I was like, God, I missed it.
Man,
but,
when one of our aunts actually got in the video, I was done because I never in a million years expected her to be in the video.
Who you talking about?
All family. Ain't Brenda.
I know you're talking
she's
about
Angel.
Yes, she was
on the tractor. Yep. But it was family and listening to music and having fun, and it was just as much fun as the video shows.
Yeah. And then you saw, and you know that. That fool Stacy, man, let me tell you, with them old boots on. listen, we had our brothers representing for real. You had Billy Cook in there. You had Cook Boy, which is Chris, our little brother. But let me tell you, Kashane, if the people want the song, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah. And the only one missing was Marcus.
The only one missing was Marcus. And I'm pretty sure if he was in, he probably would have been riding that motorcycle or something, or doing something. But let me tell you something. He could sing the house down, too, all I'm saying. You know, tell him run out through this family. So I'm excited. So what we're going to do right now, I want you to get ready. We're going to play that track for you, Country, by Marcel Casanova, right here on 5926 Central.
Me no, man.
And now, more.
Yeah, I'm country with it, like trail riding. Two door on that cowhide. Teeth shine like sunshine. 40 cocked on my waistline. Country boy, but I don't smoke hate. Loud, sweet in my ashtray. Treat every day like my last day.
Treat every day like my last day.
I'm country. AC on with the windows down. If you see me, no contenders round. Talk of the town, I shut them down. Moonshine and joints rolled. If I'm in the game, then points go. House parties and drink pole. Pimp talking, can't go.
I'm country. You see the country talk. You see the country walk. You see the country homie. You feel the country homie. I'm country.
Long
country homie. It's cause I'm country homie. I'm country.
A dangerous combination. We gon' let the world see. We put in work and pay the dues. Homie, this right here ain't free. This R&B came naturally. Can't deny it's meant to be. We fell so deep in this game. But we some country boys, so we were born to play.
I'm here. I was waiting on somebody to say something.
I'm out of breath.
Listen, all I'm saying, you know, every time I hear, but like I say, I just get excited at how talented our family is, and when we get together, the party that happens, you know, when it comes to music. Now, I'm going to take you back. We only got a few minutes, so I'm going to talk real fast. I'm going to take you back to when we all were singing together right there in the kitchen at 5926 South Ridge. Singing those gospel songs. Sister Cook always had us singing in church. She'd get up and testify, and before you know it, we were the ones singing. You know. That's how I remember it. Maybe it didn't go down like that, but I remember we was always put up there to sing, and she was serious about it, you know. But it paid off. It paid off. All right, Dan, we got about four minutes left in the broadcast. Go ahead. What are your closing remarks about today's show?
My closing remarks are if you're not crunk after listening to that, something is wrong with you, Crystal.
Dang.
I can't understand how you don't even dance in your head. Like,
stop trying to shame me, okay?
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Because let me tell you, in my head, ain't nobody beat me. Not, especially not my daughter. But in real life, I'm done.
Listen, I'm going to tell you what happens in my head when the song plays. I just see everybody dancing in the video. It's kind of like I tell my children when I think I'm walking fast or I think I'm moving fast and I'm really not moving that fast.
Yes.
That's the way it is, you know. It's just, but it's okay. As long as I got a celebration going on in my mind, I'm okay. I'm all right with it. I'm all right with it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
What you want to say, Crystal, to sign off from tonight's show?
Well, I'm really sorry that I missed last week. And I'm glad I made it this week. And, of course, I look forward to next week.
Yes. And we look forward. And I tell you what we're going to do. We're just going to believe that all of the sisters will be on the line next week. I'm just crazy enough to believe.
That's what I'm gonna hope for, and I'm hoping at least one of our other siblings
will call in. You know.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know.
Yes. And reminisce with us. Because it's a wonderful thing.
Yes. Yes.
It's a wonderful thing. So we just want to say rest in peace to Chadwick Boseman. We want to send our prayers out to his family. And for all of you that have listened in, tuned in tonight, we want to say thank you for tuning in to 5926 Central. We want you to understand, just like Sister Cook, always say, be a family no matter what. You ain't going to like what everybody do. But guess what? The one thing in life you couldn't choose was your family. And that was for a reason. Okay? And for that reason, we're out. Love y'all.
Love y'all too.